This is NPR's Life in Berlin. The 67th Berlinale Film Festival opens this week with the premiere of Django, a French film about the musician Django Reinhardt. For the next 10 days, Potsdamer Platz turns into Festival Village, thronged with industry members, the press, and celebrities. There'll be plenty of casual visitors, too, both here and at theaters all around the city, as the Berlinale is Europe's largest audience film festival. Would-be moviegoers have been lining up for tickets since Monday.
We hope we can. There is still tickets to Joaquim, also for Últimos Días en La Habana, Ana Mon Amour. We are also excited because there is a Peruvian one, which is called The Green River, and it's about the Amazonia and the shamans who live over there and the way they take care of the environment. So we are very happy.
Raiza and Jimena Ferrar Pizarro, sisters from Peru, are students at the Weissensee School of Art and the University of Potsdam. This will be Raiza's second opportunity to catch a Peruvian Berlinale entry. The first was in 2009.
It was really good. I was very excited, well, very surprised about the good organization, the fact that students have the opportunity to get tickets for lower rates. I actually saw a Peruvian movie that won the...
Was nominated also to the Oscar, and she won the Bear from the Berlinale,
yes.
Right?
La Teta Asustada was a successful competition film from director Claudia Josa. In general, the competition entries, which tend to have big-name directors and go on to be released internationally, are always popular. Christian Neumann, a native Berliner, wants to get tickets for the competition films, but explains why it's best to have a ticketing plan B.
But I don't know whether I will get tickets for that. And so we made up our choice because you can only get a limited number of tickets, and you can only get 3 days in advance. And that's limiting your choice. Yeah.
Mahari Saeed is waiting in the ticket line to make sure his 14-year-old daughter can attend the festival, too.
I don't know if I will go with her, but I will get her ticket so she can go with her friends. I don't know.
An Eritrean journalist who has lived in Berlin on and off for the past 20 years, Mahari reports on the festival for African Refugees News.
Every year there's something special. You know, like the jury is special, the situation changes, but Berlinale is always forecasting what will happen next. They don't do what happened last year.
Mahari has covered the Berlinale for the past 14 years. Looking at the long ticket lines, the festival's progressive outlook, which he so appreciates, seems to be a draw for many. For NPR Berlin, I'm Susanna Edelbaum.